Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Morning Preview. Today is Wednesday, November 10th, 2021. Futures are indicating a lower open, with S&P futures down 0.2% as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows mostly weaker levels in Asia overnight, while Europe's leading equity indices are mixed in quiet trade. Bond yields are higher, with the US 10-year up around 4 basis points at 1.48%. There's a similar move in Europe. The dollar is gaining, oil is slightly down, European gas prices are slumping, gold is weaker, industrial metals are higher, but iron ore is down again in Dalian on lower Chinese steel output data, and cryptocurrencies are off their highs. There is no change in the underlying narrative, as the pullback in equity markets overnight came amid focus on the unrelenting rally and extreme overbought conditions. However, sentiment is underpinned on the back of expectations for a measured shift away from extraordinary policy accommodation, depressed real yields, strong earnings and resilient margins, seasonality, heightened retail impulse, and buybacks. Meanwhile, there is not much new on the central bank front, as ECB officials yesterday highlighted that there is no need for a rate increase next year. In other news, press sources indicated that Biden and Xi are scheduled to hold a virtual summit next week, although the specific date is still being negotiated. There was also no guidance on what will be on the agenda. Recent attention was on the reopening of the US consulate in Chengdu and the Chinese consulate in Houston, though this will not be discussed. Experts believe the two sides may work toward an agreement to relax curbs on visas for each other's journalists. In macro news, the focus overnight was on China factory gate inflation, which hit a record high in October amid the energy crunch, while CPI inflation climbed to its highest level since September last year. The data underscores the challenge for China policymakers in softening the economic blow without amplifying inflation pressures. Meanwhile, Australian consumer confidence rose, New Zealand business confidence deteriorated further, and Reuters' Tankan showed Japan manufacturer sentiment fell to a 7-month low. Due up on today's US economic calendar, MBA mortgage applications, initial jobless claims, CPI, wholesale inventories, and the monthly budget statement. In corporate news, DoorDash will acquire Finnish food delivery company Volt Enterprises in an all-stock transaction valued at roughly 7 billion euros. Rivian has priced its IPO at $78 per share, above expectations and giving the company a market value of $77 billion on a fully diluted basis. Rivian stock is due to first trade on the Nasdaq today. And The Verge reported that a US judge has denied Apple's request for stay in regards to certain antitrust orders in the Fortnite case. The judge stated that Apple must follow orders allowing developers to add links and buttons to external payment options. Asian equities finished largely lower overnight. Greater China stocks fell from the opening bell after a high inflation print and on worries over Evergrande's coupon payment deadline today. All main indices were off their lows of the day by the close, while Hong Kong turned positive. Japan ended lower again as the yen remained stubbornly strong amid a stronger US dollar and on worries over China's economy. Korea was the regional underperformer, Taiwan saw a modest gain, and Australia closed marginally down as miners dragged on China concerns. In regional news, China's higher-than-expected October inflation was the principal driver of Asian equities today. A knock-on effect is seen in a strengthening US dollar, which rose for the first day in three on fears that China's reading could be a foretaste of US inflation due later today. Europe's leading equity indices are mixed 2 hours into the session. Energy names are outperforming amid recent strength in crude prices, while banks are benefiting from earnings. Retail is underperforming amid a focus on supply disruptions. Making news in Europe, the Financial Times cited Irish Deputy Prime Minister Varadkar, who said that if the UK goes ahead and suspends the Northern Ireland Protocol, it will have no choice but to retaliate. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Preview. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.